Okay. Well, welcome to another episode of Brothers Contracting, and this is episode 10. I'm Corey Fishman, and we've got Chad Fishman, and today we had a topic we wanted to discuss, which is networking. That's something that Chad and I are definitely very familiar with and kind of plumbing the depths of at this very moment in time with our current business trajectory, and so have a few things to discuss about it, and I guess let's just get into it.
Yeah, I mean, networking's a kind of an interesting concept because obviously you hear about it and have always heard how important networking is, particularly in certain industries or certain roles within a business. And so I previously, being a financial planner with a firm, it was everything was to be networking and meeting people and growing your book of business and trying to establish relationships because you never know who somebody else might know, what their top phone numbers are, their top five phone numbers are in their cell phone, and how those people could potentially help you. And it's kind of this large potential group can come out of just one lead or one relationship. And there are certain industries like that it really can evolve your business, and certain things that maybe it doesn't do as much. You know, if you sell, a backpack through TikTok and Instagram, maybe that's not, your networking is not your best potential thing for business. And I must say that even with our current businesses, Palm Beach Grill Cleaner and Fishman Outdoor, that's not necessarily a huge benefit. More so going into the asphalt business that we're going into right now, we've seen that networking is more crucial and more important.
Well, I get what you're saying there, because I know that for when you were a financial advisor, you were not allowed to market yourself. There's all these types of, or very, very limited marketing opportunities. There are all these rules and regulations in that particular industry that limit what you can and cannot do in terms of marketing yourself as a financial advisor. And so for you, you had to get out there and meet people and let people know who you were and meet other people through those connections. And it was all about networking and connections for the most part. Now, granted, yes, the Palm Beach Grill Cleaner and Fishman Outdoor are very marketing and advertising centric. So we put ourselves out there a lot in that way that allows us to attract customers and clientele. But at the same time, I still feel that networking is a valuable part of those industries. We had to, it might not be networking with the direct clientele, but we have to network with our suppliers and our distributors. True. and subcontractors and all kinds of different people. We definitely have had to make a lot of connections in those industries in order to develop the relationships that we needed to continue our business forward. And so some businesses, it's definitely a much more critical factor and kind of a make it or break it type of crucial role. And other businesses, it just helps a lot.
Yeah, I think in terms of actually growing your clientele, and that's kind of the way that I was looking at it, was this, one relationship could turn into one customer that is tremendous to you, right? So you could have one person who can give you and just shovel loads of business to you versus a transactional type of client, right? So I look at it like one transactional person is going to be more of a customer, whereas a person who can bring you lots of business or you're consistently doing business for would be a client, somebody who's ongoing that you're working with constantly. And a customer is somebody, effectively you're giving a sales receipt to, who may be coming and buying, one coffee from you, or maybe coming and buying one outdoor kitchen from you, because how many are they really going to build within the area? And so depending upon obviously your business structure from a customer to owner standpoint, there's definitely going to be different ways that you're going to want to attack it. And I think when you talk about networking for a business that could really utilize it, like my previous career or, the asphalt career that we're going into, I think it's important to have a decisive vision and direction. Because one of the things that I noticed when I was a financial planner was, I'm a financial planner, I'm a CFP. okay, you know, who are you, who's your client? You know, if anybody heard that, first of all, they were the first ones to walk off at a party, right? Because everybody's like, oh boy, she's going to be putting this stuff right in my ear, tell me all about stocks and bonds and whatever, trying to get me to come for an insurance meeting somewhere at a Starbucks one time. But that type of thing, of this open-endedness, like where just I don't really have a direction, I'm just a financial planner, was tough for me. So at a point in time, I decided, well, I'm going to be a financial planner for, you know, high net worth boat owners in South Florida, because I felt like this is a group of people that I can relate to. I have some kind of similarity to. I have a passion for it, and it gave me more of a direction on who to go after and what type of client to go after. And I think it's the same for networking in any business, is that you kind of have to have some kind of niche or some kind of direction, because when it's just this generalist thing, it's too open-ended.
Yeah, you know, I think as you were saying, that how that kind of relates to the asphalt business that we're getting into right now, it is interesting, because as we were getting into it, you know, in general, we were thinking, okay, let's talk to everybody. Let's get into discussing with people who sell asphalt, people who also lay down asphalt like we want to, people who sell the equipment, and we weren't sure how exactly to hone in. And it took some time to kind of really figure out a direction, and you start realizing, okay, well, you know, you talk to the big asphalt companies and maybe they need your help a little bit with some small stuff, but really they do asphalt. And so, you know, perhaps you end up speaking to other companies that do underground work or civil contracting, things like that, general contractors who specifically specialize in small commercial construction work, doing, you know, Chipotles, things like that, and, you know, and they're needing small parking lots all the time.
It's the same thing with any general contractor, right? In construction, it's like if you're just a GC, everybody's like, okay, yeah, all right, so what do? You know, you're a GC, so you build, I get that, but yeah. Do you build homes? Do you build condos? Do you build commercial construction high rises? You know, you still have to have some kind of direction, whatever it is. And to be honest, it really helped us with even the Fishman Outdoor business, was having the outdoor kitchens being our niche, brought so many people in, you know, to our business, and then open their eye to other things that we can offer, whether it was motorized screens or awnings and pergolas and pavers and all these other things. But at least we had something specific, so that when somebody's looking for that, it gave them, oh, these guys look like they're really specialists in that. And I think that that's super helpful with any networking and type of activity that you're doing, whatever business that may be. You should really have a direction you're going after, you know, and a type of person that you're looking to network with, and so on and so forth.
Yeah, absolutely. Now, you know, in terms of actually, okay, so now you have a business and you have a niche that perhaps you're focusing on, and so now you're honing in on the types of individuals that you want to network with. How do you go about seeking them out?
That's a good question. Well, I guess I could utilize, you know, a event that we went to. We joined a couple organizations recently, construction business organizations, and one of them, we had gone to their annual conference, and part of the idea for Corey and I beforehand was, let's look up companies that kind of hit this direction or suit the needs of what we feel would be a valuable partnership and relationship. Because you can go to a networking event and just walk around aimlessly and have tons of wine and beer and talk to some nice people and interesting people, but you're going to go home drunk and also have no direction of what you were doing and have no good lead. So I think that there's always something that you should have in the back of your mind is, I really want to talk to so-and-so. I want to really talk to so-and-so, or I'd like to talk to the guys from that company because it could be XYZ for me. So whether it's, I need to figure out something for our personal business that they would know, or whether it's a partnership that you may be able to work in at some point in the future, you know, you want to start to put the seeds in and lay the foundation and develop and grow relationships where it's not easy. A lot of people, it's very uncomfortable, especially if you're already in business and already comfortable with doing business and have a successful business, but the uncomfortability, what you tend to start to realize is that a lot of people feel really comfortable when you do go up to them or you do address them and you do introduce yourself to them. You feel like it's really weird and awkward at first beforehand, but then the second you do it, it makes them feel like, all right, I can give you some value, or I can give you some feedback, or I can help you, you know? And I think that's a really nice, exchange that you end up getting out of it.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, and what you were just mentioning about the organizations that we joined, you know, you might be wondering, so figure out who I want to talk to, figure out my niche. Okay, but where do I even start? So as Chad mentioned, we did join a few different organizations. And once we joined them, something to keep in mind, you know, most different industries are going to have organizations related to that industry. And that's
could be a musicians group, you know, meetup. It could be a, you know, social media advertisement group.
You could be a dog trainer and have, you know, there's dog training organizations out there that you just look up organizations relating to the field of work that you're wanting to do. And then make some phone calls to that organization. See if you can get on the phone with somebody. Chad and I actually, one of these organizations, we got on a Zoom meeting. The president of the organization reached out to us as soon as we joined, saying, thank you for joining. We appreciate your support and being a member of our community. If there's anything you need, let me know. Happy to help. And Chad and I, right off the bat, we realized that his qualifications were incredible in terms of just the industry that we're in overall with asphalt, but also specifically pertaining to some questions we had at that time. So we said, actually, yeah, we'd love to chat if you have a moment. And he said, sure, let's hop on a Zoom. And so we ended up getting on what was supposed to be 15 minutes, but it ended up being a 45-minute Zoom with this individual who helped us massively. And this was prior to us going to that annual event that they had. It was actually part of our research. We wanted to get on the phone with him in order to kind of hone in on exactly who we should be speaking to at this event. And so we did. We were able to do exactly that. We had a 45-minute conversation, and probably at about minute 38, 39, that was when we finally honed in on this is exactly the niche that we need to be kind of focusing on right now, and these are the people that we need to be targeting, and it was brilliant. And then those organizations, aside from just having a president that might be able to help you out or members that might be able to help you out, they usually put a lot of effort into providing you as much
a directory,
useful information,
you know,
a directory.
For everybody that's involved, and you can start deep diving into them through their websites and trying to get some knowledge on. I think with all of this, with any networking and, you know, goal with anything, is to take a big, you know, step backwards, take that 1,000, you know, foot view of where am I going? What do I want to look like? What do I want the business to look like? And which direction do I see myself going within that? And if you're able to do that and back out, then you can kind of come back in and hover right over the specifics that you need to attack, and whatever that may be, at the networking group nights or the golf events or the fishing events or the music concert events, whatever it may be, you need to have some kind of, all right, tonight I'd like to have, you know, I'd like to speak with three people, these three people, or just three people in general that are related to this business that can, you know, give us some insight on XYZ. And I think it's good to have some kind of set goal or quantifiable goal when you're going to those, because like I said before, you can go into events and join, you could join 50 organizations. What's that going to do for you? If you just pay their annual fee,
right,
if you're not getting anything out of it, then it doesn't make any sense.
You got to put yourself out
and
there.
Yeah, you have to, and you have to. You have to have some kind of thing that you want to get from it.
And
well.
I at the same time, I feel like you should really also be open to opportunities and open to experiences, because you never know what's going to come out of just speaking to somebody, to anybody, truly. I mean, I can't explain all of the random interactions I've had with people throughout the years that I had no expectation whatsoever, not even at a networking event, you know, just sitting chatting with somebody
at
the gym, and all of a sudden it's, hey, I've got an opportunity for you, and it just comes out of nowhere.
Yeah.
You know, we were actually one of the other organizations we joined, we were at one of their events just a couple months ago. And we were there speaking to some people. We ended up meeting somebody who specializes in bonds. and you know, bid bonds and work bonds. And we, you know, that was something that at that moment we weren't thinking right now we should be working through our bonding, you know,
capacity
and all that kind of stuff. But this individual started talking to us and we said, okay, I mean, this is something we need to be thinking about for the future and working towards and making these relationships. So it made sense. We sat and chatted with him for a while. We recently just had lunch with him the other day, and he's brought us a new client. And, you know, just out of nowhere, he said, hey, by the way, guys, I happen to have somebody who does this type of work, which is exactly the niche type of work we've been looking to do. And he said he's been looking for somebody just like you. So,
yep.
It's
mutually
just,
beneficial relationship.
It really,
you never know where it's going to come
from. You never know where it's going to come from. So just be open to opportunities.
Well, and let people know what you're looking for. I think that's a big part of it too, is it's like, you know, I think being forthright, obviously you always want to give to get back and all of that, but you also want to be very upfront with people and tell them why you're here or what you're, you know, what you're looking for, because they may immediately have a thought or something in their mind, or down the line, 2 years down the line, they may say, you know what? Corey and Chad were looking for this specific thing. This guy happens to be looking for them. And so let me just connect them. And I think it's always important for people to know that, you know, you're not just a good guy, or, hey, man, he was really fun at the axe throwing event, whatever. You know, we had a good time. Who's he work for? I don't know. But, man, that dude was funny. You have to have some kind of, you got to put yourself out there and say, I am here looking for this, or wanting to grow my network and opportunities and so on and so forth. And I think that it's important and crucial to always have that vision, and also let people know what that vision is, because otherwise they don't have anything to give you back or go off of.
Yeah. You know, and at the same time, I'd also say that, obviously this is very business oriented and goal oriented. And, you know, there is a specific, component to this that, you know, you're, trying to work something out financially or for your business. But at the same time, I always recommend being very, very genuine in these interactions as well. I mean, I recommend that in life
100%.
Overall,
yeah.
But you know, I think it's really, really easy. And Chad and I have definitely experienced this with some of the people that we've met. You can run into people who are very, very fake.
Yeah.
Very, very, very.
It's just a money grab, or they're just so in your face and pushy. That can't be the conversation. Obviously, like I'm saying before, you want to let them know what you're there for, but you also want to have a good conversation. Ask them, you know, what do you do for hobbies and personal relationship stuff? Because that makes a good bond and a genuine relationship, you know?
And I think that's the real term, is relationship. You know, networking in and of itself is obviously a business oriented, you know, goal and directive. But at the same time, I think that it's really, in order to be successful with networking, you really have to be building relationships. You know, these individuals, this guy that we're talking about, the bonding specialist, that's somebody that we're probably going to have a relationship with for at least the next decade, and if not beyond that. And when you're having that kind of relationship, somebody who you're getting on the phone with on a regular basis, working out business details, getting financing, bonding capacities for projects, things like that, you want to have a good rapport. You don't want it to be just transactional at all times. So why would you start off transactionally with a first meetup with somebody? You want to start off in a very genuine way and really get to know people, who they are. Obviously, if they're not asking you questions about who you are, then you can only get so much into it. But
but
I think that's a really important part, and I think that's also very helpful in making this whole thing that we do in terms of business and our careers more bearable. Obviously, this is a lot of work. It's a lot of effort that we put into this. It's a lot of time commitment, financial commitment. It's a lot of everything. It takes up a big portion of our lives. I work more than I do anything else in my life. And so if we're going to spend that much time and dedicate that much effort towards this,
you better have good relationships with people that you want to have relationships with. Yeah.
Yeah.
I think that's important. I'll never forget when I first became a financial planner and was working in out of Boca, and I went to this Young Professionals of Delray meetup group, and it was at the Sunday House in the back area. And it's a cute garden-y, you know, South Florida vibe place. And I was talking to one of the main guys there that had like set up this group. And he said, so what are you here for? And I had at that point in time, I was 21. It was like my first day on the job effectively. But they had really put into, who are you looking for? High net worth individuals. You know, that's who you need to go and target, right? At when I was going through training and everything else. So he asked me, you know, what do you do and how can we help you in the group? And I said, I'm looking for high net worth individuals. And he's like, no problem. Let me just take you around to meet a few of them here. He's like, you know, he giggled because he's like, this kid's so naive and has no idea what he's doing. And clearly new to the business and he's going to have to figure it out. But anyway, he introduced me to a couple people who were definitely not high net worth individuals and were there for the same reasons that I was and just trying to grow their network and meet people. But it was a entertaining thing. You know, I think when you're going into these things, you can't be robotic. You have to kind of know the craft that you're looking through thoroughly and, you know, kind of live and breathe it for some time before you start going to stuff and putting yourself out there, because otherwise you don't want to look like you have absolutely no clue and don't know what you're doing. So when you are starting out, definitely deep dive it and make sure you feel comfortable to a level of at least asking the right questions so that you can learn more.
Yeah. And I think that's a really critical point that you just said, was asking the right questions. And you mentioned it a few times, is that networking is not about going out there and putting yourself out there. It is about going out there and getting to know other people.
100%. And you got to ask questions and you got to have something you're leading to or wanting to know a little bit more about, whether it's their personal relationships or whatever it may be. You know, oh, where do you live? Oh, that's great. That's a great area. You know, do you get out and boat there? Oh, yeah, no, we do. We're off of blah, blah, blah. Oh, man, such good times on Sundays at that sandbar. You know, whatever it may be, it's just got to be a personal, empathetic relationship. Because if it's not, it's not genuine, and it will not ever make somebody feel comfortable. And if you just go there and lecture them about who you are and what you're doing and your vision and how great you are, they don't feel good about that.
No, they're not. They're going to start yawning or walking away, trying to find some out to get, oh, hey, Bob, how's it going? Yeah, you wanted to talk about that thing. It was nice meeting you. You know, it's definitely, you do not want to just come off as pushy and like a salesman, especially that's not a salesman position, you know, type of scenario. You're out there to meet people.
For you and I, it's been a little different because we've been able to go in with a game plan together. Mm-hmm. It's not the same for everybody. You know, when I was a financial planner, I was off on an island by myself. And so there's definitely different ways and techniques you want to utilize, whether you're doing, let's say, networking events. You want to do it a little differently. With Corey and I, it's easy for us to kind of bounce things back and forth between us with somebody or with a group of people. It makes it a little bit simpler. I will say it's always good that if you can network with somebody else, it tends to work out a little bit better. You don't feel like a lonely island.
Yeah, you know, it fills up voids in conversation. So, you know, whereas if it's just a one-on-one, there could be some awkward moments of silence, which lead to, you know, just a, okay, well, it was nice meeting you, and that's the end of that conversation. So having somebody else with you can help kind of fill in some of those voids for sure. At the same time, you know, there's scenarios like that event that the weekend event we recently did. We were there was a dinner involved in that, and the dinner, actually, we didn't realize this ahead of time, but it had assigned seating, and they had kind of put us with a table filled. It was just Chad and I, but we were at a table. Everyone else at that table was from this one company, and it was a company that was a useful connection for us. Fortunately, it was a really nice table to be seated at. But you know, Chad's having conversations with the guy to his one side. I'm having conversations to the guy to my side, and what's neat about that is you can just start pulling those conversations together, and all of a sudden, the whole table is having a conversation with you, yeah, rather than it's just a one-on-one with you and the person sitting next to you.
And you're almost like a bartender. You know, it's like the the conversation connector. You know, if you sit up at a bar, you're sitting there by yourself, you know, having a drink and eating some dinner or something like that, the bartender starts chatting with this guy and it's like, oh yeah, no, he was telling me about that before. And then all of a sudden you guys are talking and they kind of put relationships together in a lot of cases. And it's always good to be open and be comfortable just chit-chatting with anybody about anything and making sure that also if it isn't a good use of your time, not to try to push away anybody or anything like that, but to have some kind of, all right, I need to cut this conversation somehow. I need to have an out at some point in time, because if it's just not, if you're just sitting there getting lectured by somebody, or you're feeling like, wow, there's absolutely nothing I have in common with this person, or this isn't a good connection for me by any means, and now I'm spending my entire night here, yeah, that you have to have some kind of ability to hop out of that conversation too.
Definitely helping very much so to have a second person there as well to kind of, you know, pull you out and say, hey, we needed to go and be such and such at whatever time. You know,
the restroom always works too.
The restroom always works for sure.
That's a good one.
But that helps a lot. In fact, Chad and I just went to a smaller event last week where we were both chatting with an individual who we did want to be in a conversation with, but there was somebody else that we knew we needed to talk to as well, who had been tied up all night at this event talking to other people. And finally, at this moment, we both saw that he was free and available to chat with. And we were both kind of in the middle of this conversation with this other individual. And
I said, Corey, go.
Yeah. he just kind of motions to me. I say, I'll be back in a minute. I'm just going to go grab a drink real quick. And so I went and just grabbed a drink at the bar and then went and started talking to that individual. And so we were able to kind of divide and conquer in a way, I guess. But we were able to just go separately and have those separate conversations, make those connections. We both got the phone numbers and information that we needed to and the connections that we needed to put the next plans moving forward that we were working on from there. And so it does. It absolutely does help to have a second person with you. You know, something else to mention about these events, and you know what we're talking about right now. You know, with kind of splitting off and handling two different things, or kind of going in and pulling somebody out. Something to mention about networking events, especially if it's a very specific type of, like it is a networking event. These are things where there's a few different ways you can go with them. I mean, quite frankly, you could totally just go and stand next to the people that you were put next to in whatever smaller breakout group that you're put into or whatever the event is. And you could have a bunch of drinks and you could get sloppy and just kind of stand there and just talk to the same person all night long. You totally could do that.
Easily.
Yeah. You can enjoy it quite a bit as well. You know, it could be like, man, I had a blast last night. And it's like, okay, and then you start thinking about it, but who did I talk to? I really only talked to that one guy. How can they help me? They really can't. Which, it's okay that you met that guy and had a fun time with that person and just got to know somebody, made a new friend or whatever, but you have to really remember why it is that you're going to an event like this. You have to. That's why I think what we were discussing earlier about having a game plan ahead of time is really useful and important, so that you know what you're going for and you have that
quantifiable goal. Yeah, exactly. I want these three. I'd like to at least have a conversation with three people. It doesn't mean I'm going to get business from them or anything like that, but at least you have more of a direction.
Yeah.
And you're not this aimless, loose, you know, cannon there.
But I will say something to note also is that these events, although inherently they are typically going to be enjoyable events, there's going to be usually alcohol involved, food involved, people. It can be completely draining.
Oh, it's so exhausting.
It's so, so exhausting. I guess if you're doing it correctly, at least it is, because you really have to, I mean, first off, I would definitely say always put a cap to the amount of alcohol you're going to consume. You do not want to get sloppy for obvious reasons. You don't want to look foolish in front of people. But beyond that, you want to keep your head about you and you want to make sure that you're goal driven and still working towards those things that you went there for. But beyond that, you know, you're going to be moving around constantly, going and meeting this person, talking to that person, having this conversation, and it's very, very mentally
draining. I mean, you're like speed dating,
yes.
You know, and that can be really difficult. Obviously, just trying to meet, you know, a significant other this is before online dating back in the day, but that's how it used to be. You're trying to get around, meet people and talk to people, and that it can be really hard and really exhausting. And actually speaking on that, one of the most important things is to remember. To remember who you spoke to, what you spoke about, or little facts and figures from that conversation, and to remember their name. You know, and so that's a big thing that I think a lot of people struggle with, myself included, on just remembering somebody's name. It's when you go up and shake their hand. What do you say?
For me, it's just like it's right in and right out. Like,
say, Corey, you're so focused on saying your own name, right?
Yeah.
Hi, I'm Corey, and getting the handshake right, you're like, yeah, John, gone.
Yeah.
That name has disappeared instantly.
Yep.
You know, and it's important to make sure you really hone in on that, and whatever your technique is, there's tons of techniques out there on trying to remember names, you know, associations to a factor, figure, or association to somebody you know, whatever it may be. I tend to repeat that name in my head like 10 times over, you know, Austin, you know, just keep repeating it in my mind and then try to correlate it to something. But what was nice when we were networking together was that one of us could pull out their phone and not look weird. You're in the middle of a conversation. So maybe Corey'd end up starting a chat with that person. I'm grabbing information from their name tag at that point. At this particular event that we just went to, they had actually within their own, they had their own app for the event, which was really cool. And inside of that was a directory. So you could literally just boom the last name because everybody was wearing name tags. And pull that, and then you could actually add notes to that name from the conference, which was really cool. Most cases, you're just going to utilize your notes, you know, on your phone, iPhone or whatever it is.
Well, once again, having the two of us together helped a lot because I could pull out my phone while he was in, you know, engaged right. in conversation and take a couple notes and it not be very awkward. I mean, you know, the person that we're chatting with might have literally just given us some critical piece of advice or told us about some piece of equipment or, you know, some other organization that we should really be a part of. And it's like, okay, that's an important moment. Let's not forget about that. So, Chad, we'll continue on the conversation. I'll pull out my phone and just put it into my notes for the event. And, you know, doing that while you're directly chatting with somebody and just pulling out.
Very antisocial.
Antisocial. It's definitely awkward. I mean, there's ways to go about that too. You can say, oh, yeah, that's a great idea. You know what? Let me just take a note on that real quick. As long as you're at least saying it. But that is one of the other reasons why having the two of us is very helpful in that regard.
Yeah, I do like a Spark Notes edition. You know, it's like I'll just write, you know, Alberto, little dog, you know, just something to remember myself, you know, to remember like, oh, how's your dog doing? Whatever. Next time I talk to him.
Yeah.
Because those are the things that you'll remember and prompt yourself on that conversation, especially when you're meeting 25 people in a night, 30 people in a night and having, you know, in-depth conversations with them. So it is important to make note of things and not just have it go into the abyss, because it's once again, that's what you're there for. You're there to meet people. You're there to garner relationships. You're there to have a personal, empathetic, you know, vibe between yourselves. And that comes with time too. You know, it comes with consistency, meeting up with them, following up with them.
I was going to say, so that's it. That's networking. You go and you meet people and that's it.
Yeah.
That's exactly what I was about to mention is that following up is also one of the most critical parts of networking. So you met somebody one night, they're helpful to you, you're helpful to them. That's great. You both know it, but you never speak again. What in the world is that going to do for you? And so don't ever expect or assume that somebody else is going to be the one to follow up. It's on you. You know, if you want to be successful and you want to grow and you want to move forward and you're utilizing networking to do those things, you need to be the instigator. You need to be the one putting yourself out there, both at the initial event, but then beyond that. And I think that really, truly is the most critical thing. Once you've established that relationship, that connection, you know, it can be lost to the ether forever if you don't follow up. And, you know, if you don't reach out to somebody within a couple months, I'd say, you know, wait, who are you again? Where did we meet? You know, it's lost. That connection is gone. And so
that's friendships too. It's everything in life, right? Absolutely. You always want to be, it's always good to be the person that at least reaches out and puts something out there and tries to do, and get together, because otherwise, you know, you're the friend that always gets invited and then never, you know, reciprocates that, or you're just, oh, you know, we're busy. Life is busy. And if you don't connect that initial night relationship that you may have gotten from networking with a lunch where you can get more in depth with the person during the daytime, or a coffee or a round of golf or whatever it is that you like to do, then it won't grow. It won't, you know, be able to grow from there.
You know, and you think about it, the way, if you met somebody at a networking event where we were just talking, you're going to be, it's exhausting, it's draining, you're going from one person to the next. It's a networking event. That's what it is. They're at the same event. They're also just going through one after another, and they're not going to be at their top, you know, in terms of giving you feedback and things that you're looking for at that moment. That's why a follow-up and having subsequent phone calls or meetings with them, you can actually have it at a time where it's literally just one-on-one or one-on-two or whatever, and it's just us, just chatting, just having a conversation, and with our minds capable of focusing on nothing but this, that's when things really start to happen.
Yeah, and you can't ever feel afraid to put yourself in front of somebody, even if you know they're, I mean, tremendous, like beyond where you are. I think it's always important to put yourself out there and just introduce yourself. Doesn't have to be a long conversation. Just make yourself known. If that's something you want to be known in that industry or whatever it may be. I can tell you that as a financial advisor before in previous career, one of the most crucial things I saw was the guys who consistently put themselves in front of me and the wholesale side of things. Those are the ones that got my business. And it's out of sight, out of mind, or insight in mind. And if you're consistently in front of people, whether it's through your social media platforms, whether it's through your emails, whether it's through just going to different networking events and being consistently there, that is huge, because that's where people will find familiarity and they will feel comfortable with you. You know, it's not something, a one and done scenario. Most people want to feel like they see you a lot. You know, it's even when you talk about like these reality TV shows, a lot of people speak as if they know that person on the show. Like, oh my gosh, can you believe she said blah, 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 blah. You're like, you don't even know them. Like, but I feel like I do. I've been watching them for 6 years, you know, the Kardashians or whatever it is, you know, you feel invested. And it's the same thing. You just want to be in front of people. You want to be seen. You want to be known, even if you may not know as much about that person yet, because eventually somebody may refer somebody to you. And that is a great connection, you know, and sometimes we've had it before, like, oh, so-and-so with some, whatever construction sent me your name. I'm like, oh yeah, no, great, great guy.
Yeah, great.
No idea who this person is. Yeah. And it just is because maybe they saw our social media, or maybe they consistently heard about us from other friends. So it's always good to do the right thing, consistently stay in front of people on all platforms, in person, follow-up emails, lunches, networking events, etc. And like that, you know, a little plug from Nothing Negative here, but create consistent content, his three C's, Jacob is harps on, because at the end of the day, it's true. And that maybe in his case, it's digital content. In our case, it's got to be a mix of all of it, right? And we are the content. So you have to be consistently in front of people, in my mind.
For sure.
With that being said, I think maybe throw a little quote out there to end the podcast here today. Yep. And that would be, do one thing every day that scares you. And I think that is so crucial for networking, because a lot of people are very uncomfortable with it. It's not very comfortable feeling, but you just got to do it, and you got to put yourself out there.
It goes back to one of our previous podcasts. Just get out there and do it. Just do it.
It is. So true.
That's really all there is to it. Just get it in your mind and get out there. Just do it. Make it happen. And I'm sure you'll be happy that you did. And if you have any questions on any of these topics, or if you just enjoy listening or watching our podcast, reach out to us in the comments. We're happy to hear from all of you, and look forward to putting out some more content in the future and checking back in with you next time. Thanks again.
Thank you.